Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. In our first news story, a van and a pickup collided in a head-on crash around 8:40 a.m. yesterday. At the intersection of M-142 and McKitchen Roads, about 1 mile east of Verona in Huron County, there was that two-vehicle collision. Both vehicles sustained significant damage to the driver's side areas. The Chevy pickup, occupied by a single driver, sustained damage that pinned the occupant under the dashboard. A medical helicopter was placed on standby, but ultimately was not required, and at least one injured person was transported by ground ambulance for further evaluation and treatment. And an update on a unique program was provided during the last meeting of the Elmont Community Schools District's Board of Education. Board Secretary Russell Barrow did a presentation on the Watch Dogs, it's D-O-G-S, standing for Dads of Great Students program, that is being used in the Orchard Primary School to support recesses, classroom support, student safety, and more. The Watchdog program involves fathers, stepfathers, grandfathers, and father figures who volunteer at least one day a year or more to help enhance security and create a more positive, safe learning environment. They can help control school grounds, help with traffic, supervise school events, and assist in the classroom to act as positive role models and extra set of eyes and ears. The goal of the Watchdog program is to increase father involvement in schools, provide positive male role models for students, and deter bullying by creating a greater sense of security. And an investigation is underway after an educator was found dead in an Ionia Schools building. The educator was found dead in Ionia Public Schools building Wednesday night, said Ionia Superintendent Ben Girk. The person's name has not been released. Girk did not say where the person was found, but three schools were closed yesterday: Ionia High School, Welch High School, and Bulldogs Beginnings Preschool. Welch High School remained closed today. The superintendent expressed sorrow over the loss in an email to parents, indicating that the educator was a beloved member of the school community. Ionia Public Safety said there is no evidence suggesting an ongoing threat to the community. Grief counseling services will be available for students and staff on Friday, that's today, school officials stated. And the woman accused of helping her husband cut an unborn baby out of her own daughter's womb pleaded to be released from jail pending a trial. Courtney Bartholomew Forty, the biological mother of Rebecca Park, made the request to 84th District Judge Corey J. Wiggins Wednesday, December 3rd, citing Bartholomew's unidentified medical ailments and her need to care for her 14-year-old son. However, Judge Corey J. Wiggins denied her bond request, citing high flight risk and danger to the community. Courtney Bartholomew and her husband, Bradley Allen Bartholomew, 47, have been charged with 8 crimes, including first-degree premeditated murder and torture, facing potential life sentences if convicted. Prosecutors allege the couple held 22-year-old Park against her will and ultimately killed her and her child while carrying out a preconceived plan. And in international news, Pope Leo XIV has taken his biggest step yet to correct one of Pope Francis's more problematic financial moves. He has canceled a special Holy See fundraising commission that was announced under questionable circumstances while Francis was hospitalized. Leo abrogated the commission statutes and fired its members in a decree yesterday. It was the latest sign that history's first American pope is wrapping up the loose ends of Francis's pontificate as 2025 comes to an end. Leo is correcting problems as needed and fulfilling Francis's holy year obligations as he looks ahead to the new year when he can focus more on his own agenda. And that's been your local, regional, and international news, which you can get from anywhere, as with your obituaries and weather, right here on thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy.